Yo, what's up, Madoffs? The clip that you are about to listen to is taken from the full episode of the Powerful Comics Man podcast. It is also available on Spotify. Just look it up, the Powerful Comics Man podcast, and you're going to find it. Please subscribe. Of course, it's also available in all podcast platforms. The full episode is there, and this is just a part of it. This is just a sampler of that entire hours-long episode. Okay, so check it out and follow it as well if you're just finding about this on here in Ganito Lang Yan. Okay, thanks. What's up, Madoffs? The Powerful Comics Man podcast is brought to you by Miyucha Luxcakes. Okay, so before we continue with the episode today, just please do me a favor, get your phone and go check out Instagram. Okay, so we'll just leave the podcast playing on Spotify or Apple Podcast as you do it. So just go to Instagram and look up at hello.miyucha. Okay, so that's at hello.miyucha. Okay, so you can see the most amazing desserts, donuts, cakes, and a lot of other creative desserts in there, even wedding cakes. That's Miyucha Luxcakes. That's our page. And please support it. Support the podcast by supporting our little business, Miyucha Luxcakes. And as you can see, it's just different. The photos don't, as pretty as they are, they don't even justify the taste and the experience that you get having Miyucha donuts, cakes, the dream cakes, and the budinos. Oh my god, it's just keep watching this Instagram page, because we just come up with different stuff all the time. Okay, you would see desserts and other cakes that you don't see anywhere else. Okay, check out the dream cakes, the bunny hugger. That's a carrot cake. It's one of the best sellers, and of course the donuts. We also do pop-ups. We have announcements on the Instagram account and also on Facebook. Just look up Miyucha on any of those platforms. I'm very proud of this brand. It's been with us on the podcast ever since we started. And yeah, just check it out and help us out. Spread the word, and I'm sure you will not regret. All right. And with that, let's go on with the episode. Meron akong ano, meron akong gustong i-thought experiment kasama ka.
Sige.
Mag-thought experiment tayo about the metaverse.
Ah, okay.
Diba? Uy, mag-mic ka.
Ay, sorry.
Oh, sige. The metaverse. Mm. So, kasi, di ba, basically, ang gagawin ni Mark Zuckerberg is, kasi parang billionaire project niya yan eh.
Una pa lang, may mali ka na dun eh. The metaverse is not Facebook. Ano ka ba?
Yeah, oo nga. Hindi. Yung ano ko kasi, di ba, Elon Musk is exploring space, renewable energy. So, as Jeff Bezos, si, ano pa, sino yung sa Virgin? Basta, and si, other billionaires. Basta, and si Branson.
David Branson.
So, these people, yun ang billionaire project nila eh. Yun ang bagong bitch ng mga billionaires. Before,
unahan.
Philanthropy eh, di ba? Paramihan ng
si Bill Gates nawala na dun sa race
nila.
Diba?
So, ngayon, ang kay Bill Gates, mga pandemic, yun ang pinag-ano niya. Health ang gustong pagtuunan ng pansin ni Bill Gates. Si Mark Zuckerberg, gusto naman niyang pumunta internal. Gagawa siya ng sarili niyang universe.
The metaverse.
Yung metaverse, di ba?
there's already a metaverse, di ba?
Oh.
The metaverse is the collection of everything sa internet.
Mm.
You can be an active part of the metaverse kung kumikita ka rito or you're creating content. Gets?
But what I'm talking about is the actual yung specific na metaverse ni Mark Zuckerberg. Not the metaverse.
Ang hirap naman nun. Hindi ko ma-imagine how you would integrate that to a third world country.
Oo nga eh, di ba?
Wow.
At saka, ang actually...
Tagal pa nung rollout nun, pare.
Gayto ha, correct me if I'm wrong, kung sa pagka-intindi ko. Basically, gagawa siya ng Sims na version that you can create an avatar of yourself.
Uh-oh.
And basically, live however you want in that universe, in that world, as you looking the way you prefer, having the job.
Di ba parang have you watched an episode of Black Mirror?
Oh,
di ba parang ganon yun?
Oh, ganon, di ba? And the thing is, parang is Mark Zuckerberg allowed to do that?
Yeah, why not? Wala naman kasing real estate laws sa internet. Eh,
yeah, technically yes, pero what can you imagine? Kasi ako sci-fi writer ako Sci-fi writer ako .
Yun.
Na-imagine ko na kung anong mangyayari. I'm thinking this would be social fabric calamity. Bending.
Calamity?
Calamity in the making.
How?
Kasi imagine kay 'di ba tayo nung nagka-internet may muwang na tayo eh, di ba? So ako college na ako nung rumagasa yung internet.
Yung the fiber optics and stuff.
Yeah, hindi yung dial up pa yun.
Oh, dial-up.
So nung nag
tagal na nun, pare.
MIRC pa yun, di ba? So wala pang mga Facebook noon.
YM pa noon. Yahoo Messenger.
I was in the mid 20s when or late 20s when Facebook social media started.
Uh-oh.
Ganyan started booming really. Uh-oh. Parang ganun. So ngayon it changed our lives. Hindi sa atin kasi may muwang na tayo, it still changed our lives.
Uh-oh.
Pero there were 20 year olds right now.
Mm-mm.
Born in 2001. Nagkamuwang sila, meron na silang tablet.
Oo.
'Di ba?
Nagsisimula pala sila doon.
Oh, that was their starting point.
'Di
ba? That was their starting point. And they act very differently than
from
us.
Exactly.
Kasi yung information are readily available to them.
Mm-hmm.
At least for those who has access, 'di ba? So,
sabi ko kasi iba yung bata ngayon, yung value system nila is very different from us.
Yeah, kasi it's So ngayon,
integrated na sila sa metaverse whether they like it or not.
So ngayon if the metaverse kung naayos nila yan, we see the effects of the digital world or waking up to the digital era of this new generation. Ang dami mga yung depression is rampant right now, 'di ba? Even kumbaga compared to previous generations.
Siguro, depression is rampant right now kasi everyone is acknowledging it as something real.
Siguro. That's, diba? That may be...
Well, it is real. If you take the brain chemicals na nagpa-function sa utak mo, yung the lack thereof ng receptor sa utak mo, there is such a thing as depression.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not a joke kasi yung mga nagpapakamatay are usually the ones na nagiging depressed, diba? So, these are all real and you know the dawn of the internet parang mas na-define natin kung ano to. So I think the best part about the metaverse is it's going to make a smarter population.
Yeah, but let me finish this part.
So
meron kasi ganun parang it hindi lang yun kasi it also changed drastically how we choose our mate. Dating, di ba?
Yeah,
sa dating, ngayon, may mga profound impacts yan.
Yeah.
Sa,
you want me to tell you dating story? Sige. You want me to tell you a dating story na related dito sa metaverse?
So, di ba, sa dating, the way we learn even sex, di ba? You, a lot of men, alam mo, isang naging problema ng dating, the direct effect ng ano ng mga Tinder.
What?
Women are now, kasi what the internet did is before, in order to get a mate, kailangan magkita kayo eh.
Oo, yeah.
Di ba? Kailangan magkita eyeball, kayo na eyeball muna, kailangan magkita kayo, kaya you bump with each other in a bar, in
exactly.
At work.
Yeah, I was going to
tell
you
that. Diba? Yeah, so ngayon hindi na.
Sa internet na lang.
Pwede ka lang makita. You can hook up with somebody from Iloilo. Diba? You can, pwede kayo magka...
Ano bang ginawa ng internet dito? Parang it made dating simpler. Alam mo, mas mabilis na. Instant.
Yes, yes. Ang isa pang ano nun is... Ang nangyari tuloy, the women have options.
Yes, and have also men.
Yeah, I mean men, pero in sa relationships kasi ang mamimili ng mate is the woman eh.
Oh, of course.
Pag hindi ano, most of the time pag hindi ka gusto ng babae, well, GG ka.
Oo, yeah.
'Di ba? Ngayon, if you're a woman, may mga mag syempre mas may tendency na mag-flock 'yan. Tapos makikita mo parang you would weed out the losers.
Of course.
Diba? So these losers that get weeded out,
becomes wala, the weeb.
Wala silang chance to get a mate.
Meron naman.
Well, in the real world. Pero in there, kung ano ka, sa bahay ka rin lang, diba?
I understand what you're trying to say. Kasi there are simps. Yung mga nawi-weed out.
Oh, diba?
The simps and the weebs, yeah.
Yeah, so when ang mangyayari ngayon, kasi all of a sudden, people have access to each other without the need to be in physical proximity.
Which is good, diba?
Well, it is good, pero it is affecting society in an abnormal manner.
Hindi naman. I'll tell you, okay, dating story. Ito, personal story ko to. And, yung dating in Tinder and meeting people. So, I broke up with my ex, yung mami ng anak ko, in 2011.
Okay.
2011 pa yun. Or I think much earlier. Basta matagal na kaming hiwalay, tol. Bago ako mag-YouTube, matagal na akong hiwalay. So, there was a period of time na I was using the dating apps to meet women. There were also times na pupunta ako sa bar to meet women. Kasi hindi na ako, wala na ako sa college noon eh. It was harder to meet people outside of your circle.
Uh-oh.
So you have to venture out.
Yeah.
Dati, nung lalong especially between 2014 and 2015, I would usually go to Timog. Dyan sa Timog circle. And I will hindi naman doon sa circle na puro puta. Doon sa bar lang doon kasi I would meet women, I would introduce myself. It's something na I don't want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Kaso I don't want to be lonely as well. So inaral ko 'yon, yung paano lumapit sa babae. And hindi pa ako noon ganun kapayat like ngayon, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. Hindi pa ako healthy noon, mataba ako noon actually. Pero I have guts. Na parang natutunan ko 'yon na I need to meet women.
But did you have money?
Yeah.
Oh, 'di ba?
I did have money.
Oh, 'di ba? May pera ka. Meron kang pang I'm not saying it's they were after
It helps yes, if you have money. Diba? Pero you have to be confident as well. Kasi marami din lalaki na may pera din.
Yeah.
So, you have to be confident. Kailangan mo dalhin yung sarili mo. Imagine me, mataba ako nun. Hindi ako ganito kapayat nun. Or ano. So, 2015, I've learned that skill.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is, nagsayang ako ng oras nun. Kasi it's much, much easier to date using apps.
Oh, diba?
It's so much easier.
And also, you have access to pretty mas madali kang makahanap ng maganda.
At saka, hindi lang yun. Kilala kasi ko eh.
Oh, diba?
Diba? Usually, pag kilala ka, ay, si ano ka, diba, sa YouTube ka, diba?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Ako yun. Ako nga yun talaga. And especially those girls na kilala ko nung sumikat ako ng mataba, tapos ngayon ako nakilala. It's much easier to approach them now.
Oo.
Hindi to weird flex ha. Kasi I'm currently single. And you know, I do date women from time to time. And you know, meron akong mga gustong maging jowa, pero syempre, you need to prospect yourself.
Oo.
Alam mo yun. And basta ang hirap kasi magsabi ng mag-name drop eh, kasi baka sabihin na mayabang to, hindi totoo to.
Talaga?
Kasi ang image ko sa internet is nagsisimp out ako sa mga babae.
Uh-oh.
Kasi yun yung gusto ng audience ko, kay Labia. Pero in reality, meron akong dinidate na outside of the circle ng internet. And yung mga apps, they really helped me a lot to meet new people na makakasama mo and makakasalumuha mo. Ganon, gets mo? I mean, so I don't think it's inherently bad na mag dito sa mga apps na to, as long as you make the connection, the right connection with the people. Like
it's good, it's good for you kasi it works for you kasi this is what happens kasi the women keep rejecting the mediocre guys.
I understand,
diba? they keep rejecting that, but then again they would flock to the successful ones, yung mga astig, yung mga pantasya nila, they have access to them as well. And now these yung mga pogi, yung mga mayaman, yung mga may kotse, mga sikat, they get all the women.
Of course.
Diba? They get all the women and now leaving the boys. Sila yung mga simps.
Don't you think na even in real life that also happens with even without the internet? Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi look, if you're a successful, handsome, tall guy, meron makakuha ka na agad ng girls na ano sa'yo. Actually, basta lang may height kayo or may itsura kayo, you get women easily.
Well, it used to be like that kung nasa, let's say, classroom kayo or office kayo and you are, let's say, 10 people there and without the internet, the dating apps before, you're just confined with them. You get to talk with each other, di ba? And then, usually, kaya nga dati, madami talagang mga nagkakatuluyan ng mga
office mates. Yeah, sa bagay, yung kapatid ko rin, di ba?
Yung office lang ng namin dati, I think 5 couples, sila nag-asawahan, di ba?
Kasi, di ba, meron yun, I think there's a psychological concept doon called proximity.
Yes.
I think so.
But then again, kung meron kang access to, let's say maganda ka na chick ka, di ba? Maganda ka talaga, attractive ka.
You meron get millions kang, of men.
Meron kang paraan para kontakin si kunyari si Derek Ramsey, di ba? Bilyonaryo, pogi, di ba? Na ano mo yun? Nung hindi pa, di ba? You can, ano, pwede kang makapag-flirt sa kanya.
At saka, you know, meron akong, ano, I won't mention her name. She's my friend. Hindi naman siya ganun kasikat, pero minsan papakita niya sa akin yung inbox niya. Sobrang daming lalaki.
Diba?
Tapos yung followers niya nasa 200, 300 lang. Pero plus 99, putang ina, puro lalaki na malilibog. Hi. It's not like hindi ko ginagawa yun sa mga babaeng natatypan ko. Mm-hmm. It's not like hindi ko ginagawa yun. Kasi I'm also part of this culture na kapag may nakita akong magandang babae na gusto ko, and since I am single, kakausapin ko.
No.
I don't find that abhorrent. I don't find that na mali. Kasi wala naman akong jowa eh. Kung may jowa ako, mali yun. I mean, in any real life or online, I think that's a given, di ba? Pero the girls, man, they get a lot of messages.
Yes, pero how many of those men would they give a chance to? Diba?
Depende kung sino yung may sasakyan.
They will get the best. The best looking, the richest, the most influential, the most powerful that they can get among the many. Ano mo yun? Parang nagpe-presenta sa kanya.
Eto bro, ayoko lang kasi I might identify the guy kapag minention ko siya eh. So, there is a very famous vlogging group. Marami sila. And this guy is like, hindi naman siya yung pinakasikat dun sa grupo nila.
Okay.
Pero sikat sila. In the hundreds of thousands yung followers ng each member of that group. So, yun yung clue ko sa'yo.
Okay.
I wouldn't say kung sino. So,
parang alam na nila yan eh.
Parang alam na nga nila yan. Pero this one dude, dun sa grupo nila, is always messaging women. So many women. And miski yung isang nakadate ko ng isang araw. Sabi niya sa akin ganun. Minessage ako nito. Tapos pinakita sa akin yung phone niya. Putang ina. Sabi ko, huwag mo nang i-message yan. Ganun ako. Kasi I date this girl. Uh-huh. Matagal na kami naglumalabas. I mean, hindi, syempre hindi ko pwedeng sabihin yung name niya. Uh-huh. And you know, ewan ko eh, sabi ko, tinitingnan ko yung hindi.
Oy, pero ang daming nabobola nun. Oo nga. I would bet madaming nabobola yun.
Eto, sabi ni Rodney, hulaan ko, tunog macho sila pero hindi. Ay, wala akong alam dyan, bro. Basta, si Guy, laging nagme-message sa mga girls, tapos pinapakita nila sa akin. Sabi ko, pagbigyan nyo na, wala yata ang jowa. Eh, ginaganon ko. Pagka minessage kayo, huwag nyo namang isumbong ng isumbong sa akin. Kasi ako rin, ginagawa ko din yan. Wala naman din akong jowa. Pero pag may jowa ako, mali na, di ba?
I mean, yeah.
So, all I'm saying is that, kasi that guy has a car. Oh. That guy has a car. He's famous. Pero he's not handsome.
Mm.
So, so, alam mo yun? So, parang...
GTR ba yan, coach?
Ay, wala akong alam dyan. Wala akong alam dyan.
Okay.
So, alam mo yun? Hindi daw siya, ano... Nata-turn off sa kanya yung mga girls pag ginagawa niya yun. Anyway... I just want to share that it's not a guarantee na mayaman ka.
Totoo. Uh-huh. Kasi if you're obnoxious, turn off pa rin yun.
Exactly.
Kung obnoxious ka, walang gamot dun.
Wala talaga. Uh-huh. And you know, even if you have the money to back your shit up, hindi lang yun talaga yung hinahanap ng babae.
Uh-huh.
Pero it helps. It helps, yes, if you have money. It helps if you're stable. Gets mo?
Pero what I'm saying is...
Nagba-basketball ba yung mga yan ba? Malay ko, Edward. Edward, malay ko sa iyo, Brad. So, gulat ako, pare. Kasama ko si girl nung isang araw. Kasi, uh-huh, syempre, of course, I would like a stable relationship in my life. Uh-huh. Of course, I would like that. Pero of course, hindi naman ako pwedeng... ikaw na nga nagsabi, I cannot choose anymore. Diba, yung mamimili ako ng i-date ko. Like, eto, i-date ko to. Pinakita niya sa akin. Tang ina, kilala ko yan, ha.
Uh-oh.
And we were watching a movie noon, eh. Tapos pinakita niya sa akin. Tang ina. And, syempre, alam mo naman, that's the perks of being, at least, nakilala dito sa social media. Pero, still, I do the same thing. Kung ano lang yung gustong gawin ng babae. And then, sinasabi ko sa babae, pag... when you date me, please don't post on social media kasi ayaw kitang madamay sa kashitan ko. I want this to be so private.
Tama.
Kaso nagugulat ako na nakikita ko yung ibang mga message nila sa akin. Parang minsan iniisip ko, sumasama lang ba kayo sa akin kasi gusto niyo magsumbong? Putang ina naman. Nakakainis eh. I mean, I just want to have a serious relationship with someone, di ba? Kasi sometimes ay sini ko the video, di ba? It gets annoying real quick. Teka lang.
Pero at least, di ba? Oh, it goes back to ano. Let me go back to metaverse naman pa.
Oh, sige, sorry. Naano tayo sa dating.
Oh, no? Pero that was a good topic, di ba? That was a good topic. So, metaverse, so dating is just one of the things that was affected by the social media.
Wala pang
metaverse, ha?
Oo.
Social media pa lang to. So, yung next level ng pag pumasok na tayo sa metaverse, there would be babies parang that will grow up knowing only the metaverse na nandun yan, readily available.
Oo.
And probably spend more time in there than in the actual world. Diba? Tapos you will gonna have, kasi doon, kung mataba ka, pwede kang maging macho. Oo. Diba? Pwede kang gumawa
instant
ng avatar.
Instant gratification.
Oo, diba? Oo. You wouldn't have to work. I don't know. Pwede kang, can you imagine all the depravity that's gonna happen imaginein mo, ha? Ito, ha, ako, depraved na utak din ako. Kasi, well, kaya nga, I think I'm an effective science fiction writer.
Jesus Christ.
Kasi isipin mo, bawa, meron kang ano, kasi pwede kang gumawa ng mga items dun, eh. Oh. What if gumawa ka ng avatar na...
puro titi.
Hindi. Gagawa ka ng avatar kasi pinakita ni Mark Zuckerberg ang final form ng metaverse, realistic talaga, di ba? Eh kung halimbawa si ano ka, kunyari si AJ Raval ka.
Oo.
Sa may mga AJ Raval doon tapos prostitute sa ano, di ba?
Oo. Ah, diba? So pwede ka, you can role play.
Oh, di ba?
As someone else.
Is that ethical? Is that Diba?
Hindi.
Pwede mo bang gawin yun?
Siguro they would set up rules. Or, kasi ganito eh, we're talking of hyper-reality.
Yeah,
in the metaverse.
Diba? So, would you need consent para gawin nga. Yun? Diba? Who's gonna police that?
Yeah, like for example, if I made a fiction story about an artista, kunyari si Piolo Pascual, nagsulat ako ng Serex topic sa kanya.
Oh.
That's effectively the metaverse of writing. Do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Tama ba yung concept ko? Kasi essentially, yung mga fantasy mo would become so easily translated sa metaverse. So if I write something na sexual in nature, like for example, si Piolo Pascual ako, tapos iniiyot ko si ganito.
No.
So effectively, that's the metaverse. Kaso nga lang, natatranslate mo into reality it's an ethical question, di ba?
Diba? Kasi, let's say, kung ikaw yung babae, di ba? Tapos you are getting raped by millions of people, di ba? Every day.
Oh.
Is that something is that platform something that you should allow Mark Zuckerberg to build?
Hindi, ganito. Siguro sa Facebook, yung metaverse version ni Mark Zuckerberg will not allow that. Di ba? Pero there would be offshoots of that technology created para ano, parang yung sa what the fuck, ano yun, yung alam mo yung nagpapalit ng mukha, what's that technology called, putang ina, yung ano, yung mga celebrities pinapalitan nila yung mukha ng mga porn star,
yung ano, deepfake.
So essentially pwede kang mag deepfake, kasi you are role playing as the deepfake itself, di ba?
Kasi let's say wag naman si AJ Rabal ulit.
What is your obsession with AJ Rabal?
Wag na yun. Kasi siya yung mga kilala eh. So,
let's just say a random artista.
A random artista na hot. O babae or lalaki. Di ba? And, kasi gumawa siya ng ano niya. Kasi madaming magaling na artist eh.
Uh-oh.
Or let's say, siya mismo, iniskan niya yung ginawa niya. Uh-oh. So, kamukha niya. And then you're just gonna copy that file. Diba? And then you're gonna be... Ayun, meron ka ng
version
sex slave
na metaverse na yon
nung artista na yon.
Kaso how would you kasi may connection din dapat yun sa reality. How would you connect that to the real life? So you would have 'di ba, parang meron kang mga dolls na kailangan, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Ang hirap imaginein kasi if it's in the metaverse, you only have the 3D image, 'di ba? In 2D space. Pero if you're going to translate it into 4 dimensions, you need mass, di ba?
Pero meron ngang ano eh, di ba? Meron mga nag-umaalma sa doon pa lang sa deepfake eh.
Oo,
kasi
nga.
That's their image eh.
Meron
alam ko parang si Maine Mendoza, meron siyang mga nagre-reklamo siya about
that. Nagdemanda rin sila for diba? deepfake, di ba?
So sa deepfake. Deepfake pa lang 'yon.
Oh, depravity kasi siya eh. I mean sa cyber libel laws natin, you cannot impute malice sa tao. Especially that one na yung depravity na yan na it's directly imputing malice dun sa tao. Gets mo? So
yes.
I don't know, man. It's a rabbit hole na
it's a,
'di ba?
And also hindi what kind of dito pa nga lang sa social media yung kasi your Instagram is curated na parang ang saya-saya ito, and then a lot of women and even men, parang they think na parang, oh, my life is so inadequate. Mm-hmm. Diba? Madedepress sila ngayon dahil ganun, diba?
Parang kasi, alam mo ba yung story kay Dan Blitzeran? Dan Blitz?
Oo, diba?
You know, he's a bad poker player. Do you know that? As someone who plays poker for a living, if you understand poker, you would know that he is a poser.
Talaga?
Alam mo yun? Kasi ganito eh, playing poker is like playing basketball. Alam mo na yung magaling sa hindi. Alam mo na yung may tira sa wala.
Wow.
So, si Dan Blitz knows how to play, pero he's not on the level of someone professional.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung idea dun. So, pero sinasabi niya that he got all his money from poker. So, and yung Instagram niya is curated in such a way that he is living a fabulous lifestyle, even though hindi.
Diba? Mm-hmm.
Kasi doon siya nagkakapere doon sa mga ganong klaseng pictures and lifestyle. So, I'm just saying, tapos doon niya ibibenta yung product niya. So, I mean, if reality is going to be curated as such, it's going to be wild and dangerous as well, diba? Kasi you don't know what real is from now, diba?
Yeah, it fucks up the mind of people, exactly. Especially the young people who thinks those are real.
Yeah.
Diba?
Parang you sa are perfect. Parang sa TikTok ngayon, pare.
Yeah, parang ang tingin mo, wow, si Nadine Lustre, pa ano-ano lang, pa beach-beach lang everyday, pa bili-bili ng Mang Tomas.
Pero, diba? Pero you don't see the other side of it. Yun lang, yung dimension, ay hindi, yung chair ko yun. So, no, yun lang yung dimension na nakikita mo, diba? So, would I think that the metaverse would do something good? Siguro, the metaverse would do something good. Kasi, parang mas pinaliliit niya yung mundo. Gets mo? Hindi mo na kailangan pumunta dito sa office na to kasi pwede mo nang basically i-layout yung office mo sa ano mo. Kasi yun yung intindi ko dun eh, sa ginagawa niya.
Yun yung initial phases.
Oo.
Pero I think
it's hyper reality.
I think
virtual reality, augmented siya talaga.
As in an entire new world inside the computer where you can live in. As in Black Mirror shit talaga yung ano niya.
So
doon ka talaga titira at doon ka mabubuhay at doon ka magkakaroon ng relasyon, doon ka lahat ng fantasies mo you can live it up there. I don't know, at least tingin ko yun ang ano ha, dun sa pag pinanood ko kasi yung ano eh, yung presentation ni Mark Zuckerberg.
Oo nga, yun din yung intindi ko eh. Pero, di ba, parang ngayon kasi, are we not stuck sa metaverse ni Mark Zuckerberg? Like, eto, we are broadcasting on Facebook, meron akong post kanina sa IG ko, and people are watching us from Facebook. So, we're kind of stuck already in the metaverse of Mark Zuckerberg, di ba?
Well, not in a way dun sa pinaplano niya, 'di ba? The thing is in the long run, an entire generation then or the next generations of humans will live in that world where maybe half of the population is living in a different world than the physical one. So, alam mo yun, how will that change the social fabric of humanity? How will people's mentality...
Hindi ba may ganyang palabas nun sa Pixar? Yung matatabang...
Oo, di ba? Yung, tawag doon?
I forgot the name. Wally, di ba?
Mm.
I mean, ano bang tawag dito? It's kind of scary, pero... Hindi ba ganyan rin yung nangyayari ngayon sa mga bata? The kids are hooked ngayon sa mga media platforms. Like sa TikTok.
Eh ngayon pa lang, ano pa lang yan eh, nasa screen pa lang yan. Oh. Eh what if you are actually living it? Oh. Diba?
And you experience taste.
Oh, diba? Tapos kasi gagawin nila ng, I think it's a calamity. What kind of people.
Hindi ba you're thinking like the 2K ideology? Naalala mo nung nagkaroon ng, di ba yung 2K bug nung araw? Mm-hmm. Parang ganyan kasi yung napipil kong vibe sa'yo eh. We're introducing new technology. So, ikaw, parang you're refusing it. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Parang yung 2K bug. 2K bug nung araw, di ba? Naalala mo yun?
Yeah. But, I don't know if it's directly comparable. Kasi
it's new technology basically. 'Di ba? Kasi 'yun yung the dawn of social media, yung 2K bug, 'di ba?
Ang thing kasi dun sa 2K bug, it's ang to those not familiar.
Oo.
It's just a virus that will basically
reset everything, put
all technology into a halt, 'di ba? Screeching halt na parang wala nang basta lahat kasi for some reason yung clock na ginamit would reset and make technology unusable all of technology
pero we are at the dawn of social media noon, di ba? May Friendsters,
wala pang
meron na,
hindi walang kinalaman yung social media sa 2K. Kasi ang threat ng 2K is
to reset everything.
It's not reset, to stop everything. Kumbaga destroy all technology.
Parang solar flare.
Oo, parang ganoon. Ang mangyayari, kasi
sorry na.
Ang mangyayari, bawa yung mga nasa ospital, yung mga naka-ventilator doon,
biglang
titigil, di ba? Parang ganoon. So, yung mga planes will fall from the sky. yun yung mga
hindi pa natin nako-consolidate yung technology.
Dito sa
metaverse.
Sa metaverse,
it's opening a new fabric of reality. Yung sinasabi mo.
And also, yes, exactly.